now.
Cut you off.
The story of the day.
I get it.
All right, we travel to New York, ladies and gentlemen. We've got Adam Weissman standing by as the vocal representative for a new breed of human being. They're called Freegans. Joe found this story today. I hadn't heard of the garbage gourmets yet, but they're out there, and they're doing their deal. These are people who are mad about how much we throw away, how much extra food America throws away. They're not homeless people. They're not dumpster divers. They're regular people who have decided to make a stand and let the world know that, hey, there's a lot of waste going on, and there's no shame in digging into somebody else's garbage bag and eating it. As Adam says, the solution to world hunger lies on the streets of New York. And he's the organizer of their local chapter. So much food is wasted in the United States, he said. When I go to a restaurant, I bring my meal. Now here it is. They want to demonstrate to us that people can feed themselves for free, Freegans, on the mountains of produce discarded by others. The Freegan rule of thumb? It's simple. When you're in the garbage, you look at it, you smell it, you feel it. If it seems okay, you take it and you eat it. Joining us now from New York, Adam Weissman. Adam, how are you?
Okay, how are you doing?
I'm great, buddy. How long you guys been diving through the trash and eating what's inside?
Well, it's something I've personally been doing for about 11 years. Our group has been around for about 3 years or so. That article, by the way, the quote that you read was actually a misquote. What I was saying was that one of the things our group does is prepare meals from some of the goods that we've recovered. So the question was, well, what do you do when you want to go to a restaurant? And I was saying that we actually prepare our own meals. I wasn't saying that I actually bring food to a restaurant. The reporter got that a little wrong.
You know, I'm glad you cleared that up, because that would be deemed obnoxious by some.
Sure
and
would.
By myself as well.
Yeah, okay. Now, Adam, we're actually, and to let you know where we're coming from, too, we're not out to make fun of you, to, you know, blast your organization. We do a story of the day every day, maybe something we don't know about, and we ask questions. That's it, okay?
Okay, great.
Adam, I'm sure some people like to beat you up over this.
I do have one question.
Sure.
Isn't that what the homeless do anyway? I mean, basically you're getting the food out of the dumpster and making it neater for the homeless?
Or, in other words, are you taking food out of the mouths of people that really need it when you guys could go buy food?
Well, the sad reality is that in the United States, according to a recent University of Arizona study, literally 50% of all food in the country is being wasted. That's something like 100 billion pounds of food every year. With a population of over 260 million people, the reality is that we have not, being wasted in the United States every year, we have enough food not only to feed the hungry in our own country, who, according to the USDA, is 4.4 million people, but we have enough food to feed a significant number of the hungry worldwide. We have literally 8 million people who starve to death in this world every single year. UN estimates place the rate of world hunger with people living under starvation conditions as 840 million people. So we think it's flat-out criminal that we have set up our economy and our food distribution system in such a way in this country that retailers are throwing away, farms are not using, factories are tossing this massive amount of food. It does get down to what we're doing in our homes. Estimates place the average family at wasting something like $590 of food every year, with 14% of the food that we're wasting being discarded before it even reaches date. And just to clarify a point, what we're doing is not going and rummaging through someone's trash can at their home. What we're doing is going to stores that are on a daily basis taking goods that are perfectly usable, mm-hmm. and bagging them and putting them outside their stores and going right into garbage trucks. Many of these stores.
You know, Adam, you seem a little defensive and standoffish with me, and I'm just asking questions here. And there's no reason to be like that. By the way, that's a lot of information, a lot of good information. If you didn't catch all of it, quite okay. The website is www.freegan.info. Adam, have any of the retail shops that you go to get the leftovers changed how much they throw away every day because of the fact that you guys are coming and scooping up the extras? What I'm saying is, are you making a difference anywhere?
We've talked to managers about the reasons for that. And what we've been told is that the managers don't like it either. Unfortunately, they're following corporate policy. They have to do what the company says. Many of them have told us, keep on doing this, keep on doing it at more of our stores. We, the people upstairs, need to start getting this message, because ultimately, if we did anything differently, we would lose our jobs. In some stores, the managers can actually get in trouble if they try to donate these goods to a homeless shelter or to a food pantry because it's not the company policy. But even where it is, the food pantries can't keep up with the volume of food that's being put out the door.
Okay. And you personally, if we were interested in being a freegan, how many meals a day do you eat that comes from thrown away food?
Every meal.
Every meal.
Wow.
And so how often do you have to, is it a daily thing to go to these places and get the extras?
No, I can go about once a week, and really my only limiting factor is just how much I can physically carry with the sheer volume of food that's being wasted. I can keep it in my refrigerator just like anyone else. And I get perfectly quality stuff because what's happening is stores aren't just going and picking, oh, well, there's a rotten apple, let's throw it away. They get an entire shipment of new food. They don't have the shelf space for it, and sometimes they throw away everything that was in the store. Sometimes they throw away what's new right in the original case, simply because there's so much food already, they can't be bothered to ever put it on the shelves.
Interesting. If you're just tuning in, Adam Weissman's our guest from New York. He is the chapter organizer in New York of the Freegan, I guess it's a movement, organization. They eat what we throw away. To prove a point, we throw away too much food. How many people in New York would you say are living off the Freegan diet now, Adam?
You know, it's really hard to say. I can say that literally every time we do group tours where we actually take people out to see what retailers are throwing away. And literally every time we go and look at what retailers are throwing away, we already find other people doing the same thing. So okay. Not everyone is necessarily out there doing media interviews or being in TV or radio stories, but there's an awful lot of people doing this. And it's not just for food. It's for clothing. It's for furniture, books, magazines, all sorts of things. There's an enormous amount of waste.
One man's trash is another man's treasure. Isn't that what
exactly.
they say, Adam?
How do you approach the managers about what you're doing?
Or do you even tell them? Do you go stealth in there, you know, and just pop up, you know, whatever's in the garbage?
Well, we pretty much just go to stores, but we often do get questions, and we explain that we're people who are concerned about waste. We're concerned about the natural resources that are going into producing the goods that we use in the first place. We're concerned about many of the practices that go into making the foods that we're buying, everything from sweatshop labor to heavy use of pesticides to destruction of rainforests to cruelty to animals and things like factory farms. And we think, considering all these practices, it's really just a shame that these goods aren't even going to use. And so we take these goods, many of them we redistribute to people in need. So it's not a question of, well, aren't you taking these things from homeless people? We're actually giving many of these things to homeless people and also telling them these are good places to be going. Because, I mean, not just because someone's homeless doesn't mean they immediately know what the best places are that are going to be throwing things out that can be used.
Right. What's the best thing, Adam, you've ever found discarded by a restaurant or a store, any retail place?
I'm sorry, can you say that again? I missed a few words there.
Yeah, what's the best thing you've ever been able to, you know, get that's been thrown away by a store or a restaurant? The biggest score, you would say.
Gosh, the sky's the limit. On a regular basis, we'll find things like, I mean, I've seen entire bins full of upscale chocolates. We find fresh organic salad mixes. We find just scores and scores of produce. We find prepared meals of just all sorts of things. It's pretty much anything that's being sold in the store is very likely being discarded in perfectly usable form.
There it is for you. Adam Weissman, our guest, Sarah. It's going to be a big round of applause. Oh. Adam Weissman's a freegan, and he is the organizer of the local NYC chapter.
I just can't see that he has a significant other, because my wife is not going to be on with a plan. Hey, let's go to the dumpster and get some stuff and cook it up.
I don't think it's his eating habits that might be scaring away a potential partner. You know, the part of the problem, and we do so many interviews on the show, part of the problem is, man, it's not what you're saying, it's how you say it.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy was just boring. And and just unfriendly in general. It's totally monotone and unfriendly. And, hey, I'm going to get on the radio and spew out 40 million facts, and I'm going to bore everybody and show zero personality.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make anybody want to run with you.
No.
I think he's onto something. I think he's got a great idea. I think it's cool people are doing it. But, dude, lighten up. And at one point, that's why I said, I was like, hey, stop with the defensive.
Right, right.
It's like, come on, just have lighten up, have a little fun. Dude, you dumpster dive. It's funny. It's good. It's rocking. The underlying message is a very good one. And go to freegan.info. Yeah, that's right. www.freegan.info to get more detail on what their program is. Oh, hey, maybe you want to start a local chapter.
Yeah, there you go.
On speaking of the local angle, Matt is on. What's happening, Matt?
Yeah, I just wanted to back him up. Actually, Trader Joe's has the same program for different organizations, whether it's through a church or anything else, some sort of homeless organization. Down in Ventura, I'm kind of part of a group like that where they distribute food that's either going to expire soon or expire in a day, or and it's all perfectly good food. It's just they have to get rid of it. And Trader Joe's, it's the same food you get at the store. They'll just, instead of throwing it out, if you're part of an organization, they'll give it to you for
free.
That's
very cool. And kudos to Trader Joe's for doing it. In fact, every retail outfit should take a look at what they're doing
exactly. And
how much they're throwing away. And, hey, could some of that be given to people who would eat it as opposed to throwing it in the trash can? Hey, I know it's easier.
They got that date stamped right on the package. And sometimes it's still good beyond that. But they have to get rid of it. It's just a rule. So.
And a lot of times, as Adam, the spokesperson, said, it's corporate policy. Well, that's just stupid. They should change the policy so that doesn't happen. My recommendation is check out the website. I think it's a very cool idea. I think they need to get a new media spokesperson is my only thing. I just,
a little more positive guy.
A little more
just a guy that can sell you, man. You need a salesperson for that. You're going to tell me to go look in somebody else's trash bags. You better be convincing. You better have a little more panache than that, dude.
Oh, this is the facts. 8 million.
I know. Chris, good morning.
Good morning.
What's happening, buddy?
Hey, guys. I really enjoyed the interview.
Thank you.
It sounded like something. It reminded me of something on Grand Theft Auto.
I've never played that.
You hear radio stations or you hear like...
Just like the NPR interview? That's what it reminded me of, an NPR interview.
Okay.
Thanks for the call. I'm sorry. I don't get video game references too much either. Unless it's about Pong or Jungle Pit.
I know.
Jerry, good morning.
Hey, Matt. Good morning. How are you guys doing?
We're wonderful, Jerry.
Excellent.
How are you?
I'm good. You know what, though? I work for a food brokerage company. I'm a caterer, and I donate a lot of my old products off to shelters and things like that. But having been in the retail end and the restaurant into the business.
Yes.
We've created such a litigious society that if we donate something that's out of code date, somebody gets sick on it, they turn around, sue the stores, and they depocket it and go back to manufacturing. They lose millions of dollars. And that's the reason that they have such stern rules about it within the society.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a great perspective because obviously we haven't heard it yet.
Great perspective because it shouldn't happen. It's wrong.
Right.
Well, right.
Exactly.
But if somebody's getting a handout, chances are they would benefit greatly from a quick, easy lawsuit. So if somebody gets a rotten apple, they could turn around and they would sue you to be financially set for the rest of their life, unfortunately.
Yeah, and the reason that they do make it such a broad... it's broad stroke with it is that a masked tort lawyer would get a hold of it and sue an entire chain of stores. Hey, have you, you'll see ads up on the paper, in the paper and the news. So,
Jerry, I wouldn't even have thought of that, man, and I'm glad you called it in.
No problem. Take care, guys.
Bye-bye,
you
Jerry.
Too.
All right, one last comment quickly here from Renata. What's happening?
Hey, good morning, Matt, Julie, and Hayseed.
Good morning.
Good
morning.
A little bit of time for you, but I want to hear what you got to say.
I organize a hunger drive in Ventura every year, and one of the local organizations we support is Food Share of Ventura County, and they do exactly what this guy was, well, not exactly, don't dump in the divers.
Dive in the dumpster.
Exactly. But they do collect food. They glean the fields, and they collect frozen food and all kinds of stuff. And they give this food out to all the different food pantries and people like us as snacks on our hunger walks. So we get popsicles and fruit and all kinds of stuff.
Very cool. Renata, thanks for checking in. I appreciate that. 879-KTYD is the telephone number. 7:53. That means we're about 7 minutes away from Zabmondo.